to the first episode on Tooth Traffic Ninja, the number one dental podcast in Nigeria. This week's episode is titled Oral Health Awareness in Nigeria. In my few years of practice as a dentist, I've met so many people as patients, as church members. And I noticed that about 80% of these people have never visited a dentist before. Most people just say, I don't have a pain, so why should I visit the dentist? And I take a look into their mouth, and what I see gives me a lot of concern. So rather than seeking preventive treatment, then I start seeking curative treatment, which of course is usually more expensive. Joining me today is a dental public health professional, a young advocate of oral health from the Department of Preventive and Community Dentistry, OHESD. Dr. Makin, welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
It's really a privilege to have you on this particular show because this is the first episode on Tooth Traffic Ninja.
Yeah, indeed, it's my honor. Thank you very much.
So how are you today? How are you today, Dr. Makin?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. Sorry, I didn't hear that initially. I'm fine. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. Are you coping with all this corona pandemic? Voila.
Yes, indeed. It's a very strange time. Some people call it unprecedented. Some people call it very unusual. It is. And everybody is feeling the impact. The rich, the poor, everybody is feeling the impact. So it's a very strange time.
Yeah, I think the face mask is even the issue for most people. In this small town that I stay, Bonin Island in the River State, there's a small supermarket beside me that I usually go to. So when the lockdown actually resumed, I went to the supermarket one day and I saw a particular young chap. He was one of the workers in the supermarket and he stayed by the door every time. He opens the door for everybody that comes in wearing his face mask. You know, asking people to use hand sanitizer each time they enter. 2 weeks later, can you believe what happened? Door. I waited at the door to, I've been waiting for somebody to open the door for me. I had to wait there for like 1 minute. I was laughing. I entered myself with my elbow. I saw the guy. I'm waiting now. Where is your face mask? The guy just said, Madam, that thing don't tire me. No, I have to actually encourage him. Wearing the face mask for most people, they are not used to it and all that. We just have to do this for us to survive this period.
It's interesting because it was formerly just the dentist that were used to using face mask when you're attending to patients, but now it's like a necessity for everyone.
I just say God we
hope. Yeah, we hope.
So before diving out. Before diving down to the real gist of today, can you just talk about what dental public health is all about? So I want us to talk about that particular specialty in dentistry.
Well, dental public health is like a part of what we call public health in general, and basically, different aspects. Patients come to the hospital because they are sick. But public health is all about keeping them from coming to the hospital. So we're trying to reach them in their houses, in their communities, and keep them from coming to the hospital. So that is basically what we do in dental public health.
So on today's episode, we said we'll be discussing on oral health awareness in Nigeria, and that's one of the reasons I actually invited you into this show. So I wanted you to like tell us about what we meant by oral health awareness, like in a layman's language.
I think firstly, when we say oral health awareness, we're talking about the mouth, talking about care of concern for the mouth, you know, and how people pay attention to their mouth health, you know, their tooth, and the structures on the mouth, the tongue, the cheek, inner cheek, you know, the teeth.
Yeah.
We're talking about these things in our mouth, how we're, you know, concerned and caring for this thing.
You know that the oral diseases exist.
You know, when somebody says he has headache, he knows that, or if somebody is having malaria, we know that you want to go to the hospital and all that. But people don't talk about, you know, their health in their mouth, and they easily ignore it and think it is not important.
Because they don't even know the fact that something such a thing exists, and they don't know that there are ways you can prevent oral diseases as well.
Exactly.
And that's why we are bringing this out to people, to expose people to it and educate us all. Let's talk about the level of oral health awareness in Nigeria. We've been saying this, that the level of oral health awareness in Nigeria is quite low. What are those evidence around us to back this claim?
I'll just continue from where I was started initially about you know, when somebody says he has he's feeling feverish, he's having headache, body pains and all that. In Nigeria, we are quick to think, okay, malaria is malaria, so let's go to the hospital and go and get tested and get treated, you know. And we think about our whole body, or probably if you see maybe an elderly person who is having body pain or joint pain, we think of arthritis, we think of all this condition. But very few times, you know, when we have a tooth pain or shaking, or sometimes we think as we get older, it is normal that our teeth begin to shake and then to fall off, and we think it's a normal thing. You know, those are the things that are wrong. We have this wrong impression that all these things are normal sequences to life, but they don't. They're not things that.
The things we have to realize, actually. Most people don't know.
So what we're saying here is that what is the attention that is given to our mouth? How do we take care of our mouth? Yeah, many problems that with our mouth we can have, colds in our tooth, bleeding from our gums. We can have, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
These problems with our teeth. What do we do when we see them, when they happen? What do we do? How do we prevent these things from happening? These are the things that we're talking about when we see oral health awareness. These things they don't necessarily have to occur. So if we take the right steps, they will not actually happen. So what are the things we should do, you know, to keep them from happening?
They won't happen.
That is the aspect of oral health awareness. And we need to know that these problems can affect people if you're a child. Even if you're young or you're old, you're going to have problems with your mouth, regardless of whether you are old or young, or whether you're rich or you're poor, or whether it doesn't matter. It can affect anybody. Everybody can be affected by an oral condition, or health condition.
Exactly. With, you know, when I was in OHSC, doing my residency program, if you noticed, when you walk up to even physicians, like other health workers apart from dentists and people working in dental facilities, you know, most of them have never visited a dentist before.
Just that is very
simplest
correct.
Simplest preventive treatment, scaling and polishing. Even physicians. Yeah. So you can imagine that if somebody in the health sector have never made an attempt to visit a dentist before. You can imagine what is happening out there.
Yes, what you're saying is so true. And it's sad when we think about it, because, you know, physicians, the doctors, they are the ones that they see many more patients. And a patient who may be having a toothache may first of all even go to see a doctor or a physician. And and thank you.
And
exactly.
Even the physician that they will meet in the primary health sector.
You have just hit a very important point. You know, the primary health care is the place where is the closest place to receive health care. That's the closest to you. And most times you meet a doctor there, you may be having a toothache and you walk into the primary health care center and you meet a doctor, not a dentist. And if a doctor is not informed enough about the importance of oral health, he might handle you incorrectly, not exactly in the right way. He probably would be treating something else when you know you can get better treatment elsewhere.
And even doing this, they usually push the patient out, making them going.
That's a problem in our country, Nigeria, because you know there are many quacks out there who are looking to get cheap money from innocent people. And so when the patient who is just like a victim to this kind of situation comes to a doctor who gives him wrong advice, and he goes looking for help, and then he goes to the wrong places, you know, it's possible that he will be taking advantage of, they can cheat him, you know. So it's these are things that still bother around that oral health awareness. These are things that you know, while we are saying people need to be aware or need to know more about the importance of their oral health and how to keep. Hello. Sorry.
So, is it under any chance?
Oh, sorry.
It's killing and polishing.
I didn't get you properly. Sorry.
Hello. Yeah. Are you? Okay. Yeah.
Let's first of all, the NHIS scheme, National Health Insurance Scheme, Nigeria. Let us look at it critically. You know, it's since 2005, the government came up with the NHIS program, which is indeed a very good social health insurance scheme, which is to accommodate as more people as possible to give them, you know, affordable health care. But the reality is that scheme has only captured about 5 to 10% of Nigerians, and people who are actually captured in it are those people who actually work in the federal government sector, and in some instances, people who work in formal private sector schemes that the HMOs can cover them. But now, in reality, oral health, because that is very good. You know, it's a good thing we are discussing oral health now to increase awareness. It's not there's really little information about oral health generally, and so it was a second place for oral health to get into the National Health Insurance Scheme. Initially, when oral health was not fully captured in the whole scheme. So I'm going back to the question about simple scaling and polishing. Now we have scaling and polishing is just gradually being incorporated or added into the scheme. So you now have it, you know, captured in the scheme to provide that kind of service. And so it's why I had to go back a bit of the history is because many people are not even though the scheme is to make oral health services affordable, many people were not captured in it. And it's just even a small fraction again that they made oral health care available. So that is the truth.
They should put it let's
talk about it. If you're a politician, and you want to do something that will make people happy. Most times you like to do curative services rather than preventive services. Let me explain this. If you are a politician, you want to show your people that you are working. As a politician, I would rather go and do surgeries for 50 people. Even if it's big surgery, I did surgeries, then go and say I want to do prevention. Prevention, prevention of maybe any You understand what I'm saying? I'd rather, you know, if people can see what I'm doing, yes, they'll be happy. They'll vote for me. Exactly. But if it is prevention that they cannot see,
they will not want
to vote for me. So that is how politicians think. So they want to invest more money in the curative services like, you know, surgeries and all that, rather than the preventive, you know, services. So it's understandable why our national health insurance scheme does not fully capture some of these preventive services. But we know what is important.
Anyway, I think as an individual, we have a lot of things to do as individuals, as dentists.
Yeah.
We have our own little bit to put in
to increase
awareness of oral health. And that's why we created this podcast. Yeah. We'll talk about the possible effect of this low oral health awareness in Nigeria as in relation to people's oral health status.
When people are not aware of what to do about their oral health, you know, it makes them more likely to suffer oral diseases, you know, and it's important to know that oral diseases can affect the whole body. I think this is a point that a lot of people do not take very, very seriously. And it's important that we know that if you have a very, 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 very big hole in your tooth, or if you have a very poor oral hygiene, these things can affect
your person.
Okay, let me explain further. If your oral hygiene is not good and your mouth begins to smell, you know, if you are going for an interview, for instance, and you are being interviewed by somebody, and then you are talking to the face of the person and your mouth is smelling, the person may feel very uncomfortable with you. I may not want to give you that job. Let me even give you another example. If somebody doesn't brush his mouth very regularly and he wants to get married, and the person is looking at is a neat person, and then he goes talking with the person and she's always feeling uncomfortable with his smell, not, you know, he can lose that chance, you know. So you see, that is how oral health can affect, you know, our self-esteem, our confidence, you know. So it's important to pay attention to our oral health, because it can, you know, you can very, very true. Very true. You know, that is what we need to understand now. You know, science is giving us more information about the importance of oral health. We are seeing that oral health is not just as small as it is, but it's very big. If somebody has diabetes, for instance, you know, if you come to a dentist with almost all your teeth shaking, if you don't know that you have diabetes, the dentist can already understand that this is likely to be diabetes.
Yeah.
So he helps us to make some diagnosis and point the patients to, you know, very serious issues in the person's life. So, and even more so, the science is showing us that if you keep your oral health hygiene, you know, very, very good, it shows that you are likely to have good control of your blood sugar.
Yeah.
So that is the relationship between the oral health and things like that, systemic diseases like that.
We really need to be proactive when it comes to the matter of our health. Yeah. So as an individual, as a community, as a dentist, how do you think we can help improve oral health awareness in Nigeria? I've seen so many people, like some dentists, doing all this teledentistry, like going out to rural areas with mobile dental chairs and all that, trying to educate people on oral health. So I want you to put more light on that, like how we as an individual, as a community, can do something about increasing.
Very good question. Different levels, so areas in which we can actually work. I started by saying something, the dental public health is about keeping people from coming to the hospital. To keep people from coming to the hospital, we are physically going to be raising awareness. And one of the ways you raise awareness is through community dental education. We call it CUDI. We can have outreaches in which we give them oral health education and tell people about it. But this is one way. Then we can do mass media campaigns that is done radio, like what we are doing now. And the world has gone
like what we are doing,
circulate this information
digital now.
And you know, simple communications like this on social media platform, you know, passing from oral health education messages. And then, you know, even there are apps that people can install on their phone that, you know, remind them about oral hygiene instructions and brushing technique. And then, but there's another one that I think is quite important is just one-to-one communication between a patient and a dentist. And I think that is very, very effective. When you come to see a dentist, ideally, the dentist should have, having listened to your complaint, the dentist should give you what we call a oral health instruction, oral health education motivation. The dentist will, based on your coming to the hospital, the dentist talks with you and then informs you on areas you need to improve upon your oral health. And then, of course, tries to motivate you to, or try to make you encouraged, you know, to do more to improving your oral health. And those are things that have been found to be very, very, you know, effective in, you know, improving oral health. When many people tell you that it's what a dentist told them that they are doing, and that is to show how effective that form of communication, you know, the one-on-one, it's called the one-on-one communication, and that's very, very important.
Hope all they used to tell us then in school is that brush your teeth every day. So there's nothing like, okay, try to brush twice daily, although some schools are doing that now. There's nothing like, okay, after brushing at least once in a day, you need to floss your teeth to clean between your teeth and between your gum and your tooth. They never used to tell us all that in school then. And there was nothing like advising you to visit your dentist every six months, and you do your skinning and polishing every single day. I think they need to incorporate this into schools, like from primary school.
You just said some very, very important things. I just want to emphasize them. It's not so good that we don't have what we call school oral health programs incorporated in schools curriculum in Nigeria. And it's not so good because in some other environment, they have these programs that have already been added to their school program. I'll explain further. You know, some of these schools, they do what we call group toothbrushing. So at certain times in the day, the children, perhaps during the lunch hour or something, the school children come out and they all brush their teeth together after their lunch, their lunch meal. They brush their teeth together. Now, it's been found out that this group activity, you know, it helps to inculcate, people learn good behaviors by doing things together, and so they easily take that that new behavior. Yeah, exactly. Becomes their normal way of, you know, brushing regularly. And that also helps children grow up to developing good habits in life. So it's a very, very important thing you mentioned there about, you know, adding this into the school program. And that is one thing that is lacking. You know, I wish many schools in Nigeria can take up that
I really hope they
take it up, because really it's a good thing. A child builds up good and behaviors, and they are less likely to take up risky behaviors like, you know, alcoholism and smoking. Like, that's what some science has shown about that group toothbrushing program. school oral health program is a very important thing in raising health awareness. And a couple of times in our department in IFE, we have done school oral health outreaches, and we go to schools to you know talk to them about the importance of their oral health. And we do that often in IFE there. But I think it's good that schools themselves also, you know, with the school principals and the school, they have that kind of program as part of their activity. So it's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So we hear the saying that health is wealth, and everything we've discussed today on this show still point to the fact that as an individual, we have to do some things for ourselves. So can you please tell us what how we can improve
like you said, on health is
oral, personal oral hygiene?
Yes, like you said, health is wealth.
What are the things we can do?
You know, they also say that prevention is better than cure. It's always cheaper to prevent something than to cure something.
Yes.
And I always say this, that it is oral diseases and oral health problems are cheaper to treat and to cheaper to prevent than to treat. If we simply just brush, you know, we have good toothbrush, a medium soft, medium texture toothbrush that we try to change once in 3 months, and we have the right toothpaste, I mean, that contains what we call fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to brush, brush in the morning and brush at night, and just try to keep a good oral hygiene, brushing regularly, and we try to use the dental floss, after meals to clean between our teeth. You know, these simple measures can reduce the chance for us having dental diseases. And it is it is very expensive, very costly, you know, to come to the dental clinic to be treated for a hole in your tooth. It is far cheaper if we just abide by the simple principles of preventing, you know, the disease in the first place. Yeah. So that is where, you know, what you said about health being well, you'll be wealthier if you prevent the disease from coming in the first place.
Yes. So I believe as a take home on today's show, and let's just be proactive about our general well-being. We should be conscious of the existence and prevention of oral diseases. We should take necessary steps to seek treatment at the right time. This is very important. Then we should improve our oral hygiene practice, just as our guests have said today. We all have a role to play in increasing the level of oral health awareness in our country. Thank you, Dr. McCain, for joining me in the first edition of Tooth Traffic Naija podcast. It's been very, very awesome chatting with you. And I want to thank the listeners too for tuning in to this podcast. So, Dr. McCain, I really look forward to
thank you very much.
It's
been an honor to be part of this session. Show. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for
and
tuning
I
in.
I hope you keep it up.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I said, so, I hope you keep it up. The whole program, it's good.
Yeah. What did you say, pardon? Yeah, we will. I will keep it up with your support, with support of my listeners, with support of my friends and my guests. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. So, beautiful people, beautiful listeners, don't forget to stay safe. I know everything seems a little bit tough right now, and we don't know what next few months will bring. We just have to continue to adapt to our changing realities so that we can come out of it. Did you enjoy today's show? Don't forget to send your comments, inquiries, and questions. Tap the like button and share the link with your friends and family.
Let's do this together. I am your host, Dr. Temitayo. Bye for now.